Greetings, everyone. This is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Most people don't know what we mean when we say we are of the Apostolic Faith. Most people don't know what we mean when we say we are of the Apostolic Faith. Well, I'd like to tell you what we mean. We mean that we believe, we preach, and nobody else had what God ordained but the apostles. And if you'll examine everybody's religion today, you'll find that what they believe is entirely different from what the apostles believe.
Amen.
Just examine it. This will break up the argument. Just examine what the apostles believed, preached, and practiced. And when you do that, you'll find it so different from anything else in the world, until when you really wake up, you'll have to marvel how different it is. So then we, in order to be right, we want it to be right. We're not hypocriting. We're not playing church. We mean what we're doing. And we want to save our soul from an eternal burning hell. See, we believe that too. We believe that there is going to be an eternal burning hell.
Amen.
It's not now, but it's going to be. And I'm just as afraid of it, the thing that God says going to be, as if I had a chance every day to walk over and look down in the pit. I believe it just as strong, because when God says a thing, that thing is going to be. Now, I said that we believe, we preach and practice what the apostles did. And because of that, we are only continuing in the apostles' doctrine. You see, nothing else don't lead us. Nothing else. We don't pay no attention to nothing else. Because there's nothing going to stand the test. Nothing under the sun is going to stand before God but the gospel that the apostles preached. My thought is that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's what I would like tonight to wake up all creation to, that they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
Amen.
Now, if you're not in the apostles' doctrine, you have something that will not stand the test when the Lord comes. First of all, we want to call your attention to the 16th chapter of Mark, after the Lord died and rose again the third day. Then he went to his apostles and told them exactly what to do. I want you to follow me, you that want to be right. You know, some people don't want to be right. And if you start telling them about being right, then they'll start fighting. Well, there's no fight you can put on here. Amen. There is no divination against Jacob. No, can't be. All right.
In the 16th chapter of Mark.
Yes.
Beginning of verse 15. And he said unto them.
And he said unto them.
Go ye into all the world.
Now I want you to get this plain. So that you will know just what everybody must do. One thing about this apostle doctrine, it condemns everything in the world. This apostle doctrine, because we go to the Bible. And of course, a lot of people don't want the Bible. As a man said to me, he wrote to me, I believe, my secretary called me up to Philadelphia and said, no, I believe it. They sent the letter. We have the letter. He wants to debate me. But a certain scripture that told me he didn't want me to use. Well, this is if I ever get him, it's going to be a biblical debate. That's what it's going to be. But a certain scripture he don't want me to use. Can you imagine that? Can use the Bible? Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. You don't want to hear what the scripture said because he knows this one thing, that the scripture will condemn his doctrine. Amen. And he don't want me to use it. Well, what will I use if I can't use the Bible? Then the debate is off. I can't debate you with my mouth. I have to go to the Word of God. Thing that is going to stand the Bible test when Jesus comes. So hear this now and follow me. Don't take anybody's mouth for nothing. I don't want you to take my mouth. Everything I tell you, I'll go to the Bible and I'll back it up 100%. And I won't have to read a whole lot of scriptures before I get to it. I'll do it right away. I'll point out chapter and verse, and I'll do it quick. You know, when you don't know what you're talking about, they want to read the four or five different chapters. You don't know what he's talking. You don't know what he's talking. You don't have to do that when you know what you're talking about. Huh? You'll stop right where you're at and straighten the thing out. So I'll stand behind all of you. Everything that you ever heard me grunt, I'll stand behind it with Bible. Mm-hmm. Just give me a few seconds.
That's right.
And I'll do it.
That's right.
All right?
Go ye into all the world.
Go into all the world.
And preach the gospel to every creature.
Now that proves that the gospel that the apostles had wasn't for a certain vicinity or a certain group. No. The doctrine the apostles had was to go into
all the world.
All the world.
That's right.
So that climaxes the thing then. Mm-hmm. If you want to be saved, you better search around and inquire and find the apostles' doctrine. Otherwise, you're lost because they were told to go into all the world. Mm-hmm. All of it. Didn't have a gospel for one part of the world and another gospel for another part like it is today. You ought to know better than that. Well, I know you don't. And therefore, I'm telling you, we've got 600 and some different religions now. 600. And here they had one gospel.
That's right.
One gospel was to go
into all the world.
You better spell that. Gospel.
G-O-S-P-E-L.
S? Is it S?
G-O-S-P-E-L.
Gospel. Mm-hmm. One. Mm-hmm. Not two gospels. Don't say gospel. U-S-P-L-S. Didn't say that.
Right.
Notice the Bible and you'll get straightened out right away.
That's right.
Amen. Gospel.
That's right.
Here's gospel.
That's it.
Huh? It ain't no two or three gospels.
No,
it's only one gospel. Thank God, and that's sufficient to take care of creation. Until the God of heaven that went away from here, come back.
That's right.
Go ye into all the world.
Go ye into all the world.
Uh-huh.
And preach the gospel to every creature.
You know, every group now got his own gospel. Mm-hmm. Until we'll have to put our S on.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
That the world is full of gospels.
That's right.
World are full of gospels.
That's right.
Well, you ought to know from that is not of God.
Not of God.
Why? Because he said here,
go ye into all the world.
You go, you that I have chosen.
That's right.
I want you to go
right.
into all the world.
And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel
to every creature.
Oh. Then everybody's got to get this same thing.
That's right.
Well, that's what they don't like me about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like me to tell them everybody's got to get the same thing.
That's right.
Amen. Well, you've got to do it.
That's right.
The Bible says so.
That's right.
Jesus said, preach the gospel
to every creature.
To every creature.
That's right.
And when they, before they died, they recorded this.
That's right.
And left on record the gospel.
That's right.
The gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
Now everybody come along and get the gospel. They're going to get what the apostles got.
That's right.
The Bible says, after it started on the day of Pentecost, that they continued steadfastly. Wouldn't let nothing pull them out. Wouldn't let nothing, praise God, turn them, amen, or persuade them. But the Bible tells me,
And they continued.
I hope you get this, so you can check up on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they continued. What?
Steadfastly.
You know, when you're steadfast, nothing moves.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
When you're steadfast, nothing moves. Elijah was steadfast.
Yes, he was.
I got up in the mountain waiting for God.
That's right.
To come along. Whirlwind came.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's right.
Earthquake came. Fire came.
That's right.
Glory to God, the wind blew. But he didn't move. He stayed there and waited to hear from God.
That's right.
Now somebody wants to escape hell.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to be saved.
That's right.
And it's no way to be saved unless you will accept the gospel that was preached by the apostles, because Jesus Christ appeared to them and told them to go into all the world.
Mm-hmm.
All the world.
That's right.
And preach the gospel
to every creature. That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
To every creature. Well, regardless of what creed, color, nationality, where he come from or where he's going, God Almighty died for everybody.
That's right.
And he didn't bring down a half a dozen gospels, praise God, to divide them, give them out to different sections. But he brought one gospel for every creature. That's what it says there, don't it?
Go ye into all the world.
Listen at this. Go ye into all the world.
Go ye into all the
world. All the world.
And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel.
To every creature.
Preach it to everybody in the world.
Everybody
the
in the world.
Gospel. That makes me just right,
that's
don't
right.
it?
Amen.
Amen. Because this thing I got to offer to everybody.
That's right.
Amen. Every human under the sun, I say, you for you, brother.
That's right.
Maybe white as snow, but I say it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Another one black as a million mitten, I say it's for you too.
That's right.
Huh? Another one yellow, I say it's for you too.
That's right.
I say, well, why you say that? Because, don't you hear what he said here?
And he said unto them,
Go ye,
into all the world.
Go ye.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say go to a certain group.
No.
But go ye.
Go ye.
Mm-hmm.
Into all the world.
Into all the world.
And preach the gospel.
And preach the gospel.
To every creature.
To every creature.
Okay.
So that proves that everybody's to get this same thing.
That's right.
Now we're going to check up. Looks like my time is running away. I got a lot to say, I'd like to say it to the world.
That's right.
Amen. We're going to check up now and get that bearing.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Give me the 16th chapter of Matthew. Real quick, beginning at verse 13. Amen. I want to show you where I'm driving and why I talk like I talk. Mm-hmm. And everybody don't talk like I talk. He's got to come on back and talk again.
That's right.
Talk just like I talk.
That's right.
Amen. Because it's only one talk here.
That's right.
And everybody got to talk.
That's right.
Huh? Because it told the church to speak the same thing.
That's right.
Didn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read.
In the 16th chapter of Matthew,
yes,
beginning at verse 13,
uh-huh,
when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi,
yes,
he asked his disciples, saying,
what?
Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
He wanted to show you this. He asked the disciples this in order to make you understand that men have their opinion of Jesus. They have their opinion.
That's right.
Nearly every man you run across, he's got his foolish opinion.
Amen.
Men. Amen. So this was written to straighten us out.
Amen.
To let us know that you can't use your opinion. You've got to use what God ordained.
That's it.
And when you use what God ordained, then all of us will speak the same thing.
That's right.
Eh?
That's right.
All right.
Whom do men say?
He said, what do men say? Now, when he spoke like that, when the Bible speaks of men, they're talking about somebody unsaved, don't know God, into sin.
That's right.
Amen. And got a carnal mind.
That's right.
That's what it means when it said men.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Whom
all right
do men say?
Yes.
That I, the Son of Man, am.
Some people, you know, get that scripture when I said Jesus Christ is God. They get the scripture in John 1:18 that says, no man has seen God at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's talking about a carnal-minded sinner, a man that is apart from God, a man that is not of God. Then the Bible turned right around in Genesis, praised God, and said Jacob saw him.
That's right.
Amen. Well, Jacob was taken over by God.
That's right.
And he wasn't classed with men.
That's right.
You're classed with men when you're carnal-minded.
That's right.
And use your own opinion.
That's right.
About the word of
amen
God. Then you're classed as men.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you'll know the difference when you read about men.
That's right.
All right.
Whom do men say?
What the men say?
That I, the Son of Man, am.
That I, the Son of Man, am.
And they said,
and they said,
some say,
listen at this now,
some
say
that
five and five is 10. We don't.
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
And some say five and five is 11. We don't.
Some, Elias.
And some say five and five is 13.
And others, Jeremiah.
Now, when they come to the natural, they won't say that.
Yeah.
They won't say that. Everybody will say 10, knowing it's going to be a fight.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Look at the opinion, though, when they come to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the opinion of men when they come to the truth. Some say that thou art who?
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. Well, he was wrong.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what men said.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some, Elias.
They ask me sometimes, said everybody wrong? Everybody was wrong, yes.
That's right.
Some, ain't no change.
No.
All right.
Some say that thou art John the Baptist.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Some, Elias.
Some, Elijah.
And others, Jeremiah.
And some said there was... Now, they're all different. Remember now the opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they are today.
That's right.
That's reason if you want to be right, you better continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
That's right.
If you believe a thing, that's all right to believe something, but you better go to the Bible and certify.
That's right.
And see what did Paul believe about it.
That's right.
You get the thought? When you don't believe in speaking in tongues, you'd better keep quiet on that.
That's right.
I wouldn't make an issue out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd better keep quiet and say, now before I make a fool of myself,
that's right,
I'd better check up on Paul and see what did Paul preach.
That's right.
Because it's in Galatia, the first chapter of Galatia,
that's right,
if an angel preach any other gospel,
that's right,
except the gospel the apostles preach,
let
the angel that preached it be accursed.
That's right.
Now, before you said that it's wrong to speak in tongues, and speaking in tongues is not for you today, you'd better check up on the apostles' doctrine and see, did anybody in the apostles' time speak in tongues?
That's right.
And if it did, you keep quiet and get away from that stuff you was preaching. And when anybody know anything, you ain't read up in the apostle doctrine, speaking in tongues so nobody can condemn you.
That's right.
Slip away from it right easy. That false stuff.
That's right.
Because it won't stand the test.
Amen.
My God, when the Bible speaks, that's it.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
I hear the Apostle Paul, praise God, saying in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, all them brethren covered on this list.
Wherefore, brethren? Covered the prophets.
This is the apostle doctrine. That's what we want to continue in, you know, so we can get in. Amen. I want to get in, and I want it like the apostles had it.
That's right.
And I hear Paul straighten them out about those tongues. Straighten them out about speaking in tongues. Didn't he?
That's right.
All right, what is
that? Wherefore, brethren, cover to prophesy.
Wherefore, brethren, cover to prophesy.
And forbid not. To speak with tongues.
Don't forbid to speak with tongues. Well, there's a doctrine that are forbidding to speak with tongues. Well, that's contrary to the doctrine Paul preached.
Wherefore, brethren?
Covet to prophesy.
And forbid not.
To speak with tongue. And Paul got his support from the 16th chapter of Mark.
These signs.
Listen, here's God talking now.
Yes.
He's the great apostle.
That's right.
He's the first apostle.
Amen.
And he made apostles after him.
Yes.
Yeah, he had went down to hell and come on back. Thank God, that third day. And he went to telling them, praise God, what they must preach to every creature.
That's right.
Didn't they?
Yes.
All right.
Go into all the world.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. I want you to get this. I want you to get this good. You that claiming to be believers, let us check up on what Jesus said.
That's right.
You know, it's a whole lot of folk. The world is full of people claiming to be believers.
That's right.
Claiming to be. But let me tell you, your belief better be according to this.
That's right.
If your belief isn't according to the Bible, then if your belief is not according to the Bible, your belief won't amount to nothing.
That's right.
When you meet the Lord.
Amen.
Get the thought now? Therefore, you don't want to be able to believe a lie, do you?
No.
You want to believe the truth. Somebody telling you to paint $20 an hour at a certain place, and you can get a job. You work 10 hours a day. Well, that goes up in the money. You want to know, is that the truth? That's out of town. You got to go 200 miles. You don't mind going to 200 miles, but and it sounds good. But the thing you want to know, is it good? And what you mean by that, is that the truth?
That's right.
Huh?
That's
right. You say, yes, I can certify it. I give you the phone number. You can call up the boss. The name of the company, such and such a thing. Well, you'll call up. Is this the Amoco company? Say, yes, it is. Are you hiring? Yes. How much are you paying? $20 an hour. Oh, you'll get ready to go. Won't you?
That's right.
You're certified.
That's right.
But you want to know,
right.
Is it the truth?
Because
you don't have no money. You got to borrow what you've got. In order to get there, you got to borrow that.
That's right.
Eh? Mm-hmm. And you want to know, is this the truth? Yeah, I can soon work myself out if this is the truth.
That's right.
Now, it'll be awful if you had to go so many miles, borrowed money to go and get there and say, no, we're paying 75 cents an hour. You'll be awful disappointed.
That's right.
Huh? Awful disappointed. Then you'll have to walk back or thumb your way back and be in debt when you get back.
That's right.
Amen. For trying to get there.
That's right.
Now, hear me, folks. You'd better search up on this thing and know what you believe.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You'd better make sure, because this is going to be worse than going a million miles, if it was possible. When you go to hell and have to stay there as long as God lives for believing a lie, then you will be in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You, everybody that believes a lie, according to the Bible, are going to be damned. People say, I don't believe that. All right, we're going to prove that.
Yeah.
You know, I told you, don't take me long through what I said.
That's right.
Give me the second chapter, Second Thessalonians,
and
let us go to work right away.
And with all deceivableness.
Listen at this. Second chapter, Second Thessalonians, And verse?
10.
And with all deceivableness?
And with all deceivableness, and that's what's in their head now. Mm-hmm. Men and women are deceived. Why? Because they haven't followed the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
And when you don't follow the apostles' doctrine, then you are deceived. But to know whether or not you have the apostles' doctrine, to make sure, come on back to the Scripture. And the Scripture will straighten you out and let you know what you must do.
That's right.
All right?
And with all deceivableness.
Listen at this. With all deceivableness.
Of unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
In them that perish.
In them that are on their way to everlasting hell.
Because they receive not the love of the truth.
You know, some people got a spirit in them that they don't love the truth. They love to hear a lie.
That's true.
All right.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish?
In them that own the way to hell, that's what that perish means.
Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
You know, you're bad off when you don't receive the love of the truth.
That's right.
Don't make any difference what the truth do to you.
Mm-hmm.
You love the truth.
That's right.
If it break your home up, let the old home go.
That's right.
Oh, they're going to be broke up anyhow.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And the quicker the better.
That's right.
You'll soon get used to it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let the old home go.
That's right.
Amen. It makes the wife leave home. Yet the truth does.
That's right.
Let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Jesus said, better to go into the kingdom. Didn't he?
Having
one eye be cast into hell.
That's right.
You know, some, you can't live holy with some of these women. You can't live holy with some of these men. Just can't live holy. Not going to do it. One man told me the other day, say his wife and children told him, say, we'd rather have the television in the house than have you. Because he was holy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rather, he's taking care of them too. And that devil, he don't care. Rather have the television than have the man in the house living holy. Amen. So Jesus said, if you come after him, you've got to deny mother, father, sister, brother, wife, children. Then turn around and hate yourself.
That's right.
That if you don't do that, you can't be my disciple. Didn't it say so?
That's right.
That's when you see so few. Amen. That's when you see so few.
Right.
But it's true. Jesus said so. All right.
And with all deceivableness.
And with all deceivableness.
Of unrighteousness.
Of unrighteousness.
In them that perish.
In them that are on the way to hell.
Because they receive not the love of the truth.
They don't love the truth.
That they might be saved.
That they might be saved.
And for this cause.
And for this cause.
God shall send them.
Who's going to send it?
God.
God.
Shall send them. Strong delusion.
Strong delusion. Strong, something that you can't get loose. I read when they started keeping the Sabbath, they'd hold. Can't get it loose. Started fighting pain, tithe, they'd hold.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Don't love the truth. As you love the truth, you surrender to truth.
Right.
And regardless of what truth do to you, said, though he slay me, yet I'll trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
Amen. You love the truth. And truth will take you a contrary way.
That's right.
Contrary to your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, wife, husband, everybody.
That's right.
That's the way truth sits. That's when you kill Jesus.
That's right.
Because he was contrary to everybody.
Yes,
and they put him to death.
Right.
And if you, praise God, is one with the word, you're not following Jesus.
No, you're not.
You got to be contrary to your own sin.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen. Got to deny yourself. All right.
And for this cause, God shall send them.
God shall send them.
Strong delusion.
Strong delusion.
That they should believe a lie.
That they'll believe a lie.
That they all might be damned.
What?
That they all might be damned.
Everybody that believe a lie gonna be damned.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. That they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned.
Just believe one lie. Don't have to believe two. One.
Mm-hmm.
And one lie. Everybody that believes a lie is going to be damned according to God's eternal word.
That's right.
And my Lord, No wonder Peter said, many. Many. Didn't number them, just said, many. Shall follow their pernicious ways.
That's right.
Didn't it say?
That's right.
That by the reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Yes, huh? That's right.
And shall they with seen words make merchandise of you,
yes,
whose judgment of a long time lingereth not.
Damnation slumbereth not.
And that damnation slumbereth not.
That's right.
For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast the angels down to hell and they reserve in the chain of darkness.
That's right.
Waiting. Thank God for God's judgment.
Yes.
God is not going to spare, they didn't spare the old world.
No, he didn't
spare Sodom and Gomorrah, but burn it down to ashes.
Yes.
Thank God, drowned out the whole world.
Yes.
Didn't he do it?
That's right.
Glory to God, and is not going to spare this weak-ass and adulterous generation.
For if God spared not the angels that sin,
God that sin,
but cast them to hell,
angels down to hell,
and deliver them
into the chain of darkness
to be reserved
under judgment
against not the old
thank
world.
God the old world, when but you got weakened,
yes,
God drowned her out.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he do it?
Yes, he did.
Thank God he sent his judgment.
Yes.
He sent his wrath. Mm-hmm. Praise God, and he didn't spare Sodom,
spared not the world.
Neither did it spare Gomorrah.
That's right.
Thank God, but it burned it down the ashes.
Condemned them with an overthrow.
Amen. Condemned them with an overthrow.
Making them.
What was it doing?
Making them an example.
He was making an example.
Unto those.
That after
should live
ungodly.
That's it.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen. He made an example.
Yes, he
made a good example. Thank God, the angels that didn't keep the first estate was up in heaven. He threw them down.
Yes, he did.
Thank God, amen. And saw him when he was coming down.
Yes, he did.
Jesus said, I beheld Satan like lightning fall down from heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Then it flooded out the old earth.
Yes.
Amen. Drowned everything.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God, burn up Sodom and Gomorrah. That he was making an example unto them that after should live ungodly.
Right.
So you can live ungodly if you want to. Praise God, Peter said, if judgment going to begin at the house of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it said, if it first begin at us,
right,
where shall the sinner
and
ungodly appear?
Right. Huh? Yeah.
Amen. Praise God, so your best chance is you better live holy.
Yeah.
You better turn away from sin. You better not to believe one lie. One lie will damn you. That's the thing that the devil has fixed all creation with. He'll just let you live true to everything but one thing. And they come and tell you a lie about that.
Yeah.
And you say, I don't believe that a woman has to wear something on her head all the time. I don't believe it's wrong for a woman to go to church bareheaded. That looks so light, you know.
Yeah.
But the word of God says for the woman to be covered.
Yes.
Huh? That's what the word of God says.
Yes.
Of course, you didn't know no better, and I'm telling you now,
yes,
the next time you'll wear a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Amen. I want to show you just little things that the devil pick up and it look foolish to you.
Yes.
So, well, I don't want to wear no hat. I don't have to wear no hat. But the word of God says,
Every woman that prays,
if you don't pray, you don't have to wear no hat.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Every woman that prays
or prophesies
with her head uncovered,
dishonors her head.
Dishonors the man.
That's it.
And that's a sin.
Yes.
Because man is her head.
That's it.
And she should put some on her head because of the man.
That's it.
Huh?
That's right.
Amen. That's Bible.
Yes.
Glory to God, and you can just disbelieve that. And you'll have to go to hell and stay there forever.
Amen.
Because what God said is true.
Amen.
And it'll stand forever. Now, I have a two-hour message here. I'd just like to pick it apart and open the thing up and make it plain, but I got the climax. All right, what it say here? We're going back now to 16th chapter, Mark, right quick, to let you know what you must do.
Go ye into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature.
He that believeth.
And is baptized
shall be saved.
But he that believeth not.
Shall be damned. Anything in the Bible you don't believe, you're going to be damned.
Yes, that's it.
And when you go to hell, you know you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't want it. They don't want it, period. They don't want it. They got a form of godliness, not a form of godliness. Just a form.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want nothing real. Tell them to repent and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and get the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues according to what the Bible says. They don't want that. But the Bible says these signs shall follow them.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Uh-huh.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Yes.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Yes.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now, I want to bring this thing to a close. I've got to do it by giving you a bit of information. You understand, if it's a certain man in town, and he says he had a telephone for 10 years, and you get in town and don't know his address, all you got to do is get the director.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You get the director. You don't go around and pick up an almanac.
No.
Huh?
No.
Amen. Or some magazine.
No.
You don't do that, do you?
No.
You get what?
Telephone director.
Telephone director.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, he's had a phone for 10 years. He's in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you look him up. John Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Sure.
You'll soon get his address. And you'll call up. Hello. Who's speaking? John Brown. Hey, Johnny. Who is this? This is Alfred. I haven't seen your boy in 10 years. Huh? But the telephone director told him where he was, got him straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to know the truth about the salvation of your soul, you come on back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a hypocrite, then you pick up any kind of religion you hear that the Bible don't say nothing about.
That's right.
And you'll be sure to go to hell.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You'll be sure to go to hell. You won't have to worry about it. Amen. You'll get a straight ticket read in because Jesus said, he that believeth on me,
as didn't the scripture has been.
As what?
As the scripture.
As the scripture. So I want to be saved and I want it like the scripture says. Amen. I want it like the scripture says. When I get ready to travel and going on the train, I call up the station and get the hour the train is leaving and get the price. If I'm not able to pay to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the price because they can tell me.
That's right. Huh? That's right.
Somebody might say, well, I went there for almost nothing, but maybe you hobo. It's a good thing you didn't get locked up. I want to ride lawful. Huh? I want to ride lawful, and I want the company to tell me
right.
of a truth how much it is from the other mind.
That's right.
Amen. If I've got the money, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'll stay home until I get it.
That's, huh? Right. That's right.
Jesus said what?
He that believeth on me.
Oh, dear God, you got to come on back here to the Bible. And when you end up here with the Bible, you know what you're going to end up with? Everybody in the world. You know what everybody going to end up with in the world? That one gospel.
One gospel.
That gospel that he told them to preach to every creature.
That's right. It's
going to end right up there. Come right back when you find yourself. You'll be right back there with the thing I'm preaching.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
And I'm saying it's one thing for everybody.
That's right.
And Peter had it.
Yes,
and
did.
He preached it on the day of Pentecost.
Yes,
at Jerusalem.
Yes.
And the people got it.
Huh? That's right.
And Peter said, repent,
repent
and be baptized.
Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
For the remission of sins.
Yes.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father promises to you.
And to your children.
And to your children.
And to all that are far off.
Yes.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Mm-hmm.
And with many other words that he testify and exhort things.
Yes.
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Yes.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
Glory to God.
And in breaking of bread.
Oh, that's so sound. That sounds so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking the bread in the fellowship. El programa, rey to the sword, say, dirigido a los gentes, hablando inglés. Ian Concion for El Anciano Foro Los Direcciones de los Iglesias del Señora Jesucristo y un mensaje por el Obispo S. Johnson se incluido hablaba a los gentes. Hablando inglés, diciendo, Pero se verá bon. En la doctrina de los apostoles. Now we're glad to have the privilege of bringing to you one plan and only plan. Sounds good to me. That the Bible said they continue. That's the reason nobody can condemn what I preach, even though they don't like it. Amen. They got to call me away from the Bible. And you know I'm not going. Like this man said, don't use certain scriptures, and I'll debate you. Well, if you're going to break the scriptures, I might as well give up. Amen. This is a biblical thing.
That's right.
And Jesus says, He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. And the scripture said, God stretched forth the heavens alone.
That's right.
And spread it abroad the earth by himself. Mm-hmm. Then that means was nobody there with God when he did that. So the people that believe in three gods don't want me to use that scripture because they know what I say. Amen. I'll ask them, did God tell the truth or they? And they'll know that it'll be too bad to say God lied.
That's right.
And they wouldn't want to say they lied. Mm-hmm. I was debating a man once, and he said that God never promised to come. That God never promised to come. And I got, praise God, Isaiah, where it said, your God shall come.
Amen.
And I asked him, I said, something is wrong here. I said, who lied? He said, I wouldn't like to say it. I said, I wouldn't either if I was in your place. Then I asked him again. Amen. He said, nobody. I said, oh, yes, they did. I said, yes, they did, because you're saying one thing and God saying another. And finally he said, well, I lied that time. He was honest. Amen. So the Bible said, let God be true and let every man be a liar. So when I use that scripture, then you've got to call God a liar. Or else say, I'm one. Because the Bible said, let God be true, and let every man be alive. So then, the Bible said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Do you want to be right? Do you want to get into the kingdom of God? Do you? If you do, then come on to the doctrine of the apostles and follow that. And when you follow that, nobody under the sun will be able to condemn you. But if you don't follow that, you'll be condemned and your mouth will be stopped as soon as you start. Because the word of God is going to stand the test, folks. Because he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So if you believe something now, you'd better believe what the apostles preach. If not, that Bible says, he that believeth not shall be damned. God bless you. Help you. Write to me. I'll help you. I'll open your understanding. And what I tell you, I defy anybody to contradict that, because I'm going to back up what I tell you with the word of God.